Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the Gruber Family Foundation for support of NPR's international coverage.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon says he will have more election judges working the polls on Tuesday than he has before. He says the high turnout during early voting, with up to 2 hours of waiting in line, indicates a busy election day. Sheldon says voters should avoid usual peak voting times before or after work.
If the voting is strung out enough and people take advantage of going at the less than peak times, I think that that we could see very reasonable waits of what I consider fairly reasonable. A half-hour wait, I think, is not too bad.
Sheldon encourages people to get acquainted with the ballot before entering the voting booth in order to save valuable time. A sample ballot can be found on the Champaign County Clerk website. Election officials counting ballots throughout Illinois say the state has set a new record of more than 821,000 early votes cast. In Champaign County, about 7,700 people voted early. The previous state high was set during the February primaries, when about 220,000 people voted. Author and interview Studs Terkel has died. His son Dan says he died at home in Chicago yesterday, peacefully and with no agony. Studs Terkel was 96 years. Lynette Colesnes reports.
Studs Terkel was a cultural icon. He was a radio personality, a prolific writer, and an activist. His books told stories of the famous and not so famous in their own words. Despite all these accomplishments, Terkel had his own hopes for how he'll be remembered.
Curious. Didn't know how to mind his own business.
He had heart surgery 3 years ago. It was a complicated surgery, and when he first learned he needed it, his initial reaction was, quote, "No, the hell with it." Then he got curious.
What's going to happen to the world when I'm gone? How's it going to behave? I want to know. And my curiosity, what's next? And so I found my epitaph at last. My epitaph goes, "Curiosity did not kill this cat."
Terkel wanted to have his ashes spread, along with those of his late wife, at Chicago's Bughouse Square. I'm Lynette Colesnes.
This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Allison Stewart. Get your campaign cliches ready. We're in the home stretch, the final turn, the last lap. It is the final weekend in the run for the White House, and NPR News analyst Juan Williams is here in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Allison.
So if you believe in polls or you follow polls, Barack Obama has a slim margin or maybe a double-digit lead. Again, if you believe in polls, John McCain says he is going to win. How could Senator McCain buck the polls?
Well, if this is a card game, Allison, he'd be pushing all his chips in and saying, here's where I play. I play in Pennsylvania. I play in Ohio. I play in Missouri. He was in Ohio on Friday. And, of course, he's been in Pennsylvania for much of the last week. His hope is that he can get the 21 electoral votes in Pennsylvania and offset any losses he suffers in states like Virginia and Colorado to Senator Barack Obama.
What's Obama's last weekend campaign strategy?
Well, Obama is out west today, Saturday, in Nevada, Colorado, Missouri. He was in Iowa on Friday, and tomorrow, Sunday, he'll be in Ohio, and Monday, Virginia. So he's playing on a lot of red state territory, clearly playing offense in these last few days.
Okay, you gave us a little preview. I'm going to ask you to sit tight, because we are going to check in with each campaign. We know John McCain will make a cameo on Saturday Night Live this evening, but New York is definitely not where the senator is concentrating his time. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
John McCain's two-day bus tour through Ohio was a red, white, and blue salute to small-town America. But a big city mayor also pitched in. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani told supporters in Hanoverton, Ohio, that McCain would keep taxes and government spending down. More importantly, Giuliani said, McCain would also protect the nation's security.
He's fought for us all of his life. Now it's our time to fight for him, to prove all those people in Hollywood, all those people in the media wrong.
Republicans love to bash Hollywood, but they make an exception for Arnold Schwarzenegger. The movie star turned California governor helped pump up the crowd at a McCain rally last night in Columbus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ladies and gentlemen, I only play an action hero in my movies.